Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good morning, Nashville. This is Morning Drive. Ryan Porth alongside Calvin Smith here with you on your Morning Drive. In for Braden Gall and Derek Mason.
Nice one as always, Ryan.
I mean, it
just works too well.
It just fits. It's so natural to say that. Listening to Morning Drive on your Morning Drive.
It's perfect. That's why you're the PD.
Well, yeah. Maybe. So, we're talking a whole lot of Titans this morning, but we also talked some Preds last segment. Roman Josi has been fantastic in these last five games in which the Preds have won four of their last five. And joining us now for his weekly visit is Joe Rexrode of The Athletic. Joe, hope you had a good Christmas.
A very good one, and I hope the same for you guys, and happy holidays. How we doing?
Pretty good. Speaking of Roman Josi, he has put this team on his back in the last five games. The team has won four of five. They've collected nine of a possible 10 points in those five games. Are you buying what the Preds are selling right now? Do you think they've turned that corner?
I'm definitely buying Roman Josi. I mean, is this like married Josi now? Married Josi is, one of the best players in the league. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, like, what the difference is. But, I think this is a captain elevating his team. He's just doing ridiculous stuff. And, I never bought that, like, they were in huge trouble. You watch enough of these 82-game seasons, and it's just like, there's going to be ups and downs. All of a sudden, they're right back in it. It basically takes like a couple good weeks, and now you're right back in it. Now you can't afford too many more of these dips where you are. But look, this is a playoff team. You've got to get better goaltending, long term. But I still think that they will, And I think from both guys. And so, I think they're fine. Do I think this, red hot team right now is who they are? I don't know. I mean, I still think there are a lot of guys who have to elevate their games, but when it's all said and done, I think we're going to be talking about this team in the postseason. I've never not thought that.
Do you think Pekka is starting to turn a corner with his last two performances?
Yeah, and it's good to see. I mean, overall, I mean, look, the overall, we knew at some point Pekka was going to, is going to diminish a bit, and I think we may be seeing that. But yeah, he's played well, as you said, the last couple. We'll see. I mean, it does still feel like there's a transition going on, and we knew it was going to happen at some point. But it would be huge for this team if both of those guys could get going, and you have a good choice every night.
Hey, Joe, Calvin Smith here. Bill O'Brien came out and said that this Texans team, the Titans, are about to play. We're taking our Titans shift here. They were going to be playing to win this game. Do you buy it that he's saying that, everybody's probably going to play and they're going to play like they have everything to lose?
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, I still haven't heard him say definitively who he's playing or who he's sitting, So I understand his mindset of, we got to win this game. And look, if you're Bill O'Brien, 4 out of 5 years winning the division, that's great. But at some point, you better do something in the playoffs. Like, you've got to be in the best possible position to do something in the playoffs. You got Deshaun Watson, who hurt his ankle in Tampa Bay. Anybody watch that game? I mean, he went in the injury tent. He was limping around. Came out and finished the game because he's tough, and he would certainly probably be able to play this week if he could. But to me, it's like, why would you mess with that when you've got Buffalo coming in almost for sure? The thing is, if they were competing for a bye still, then you've got to have the mindset of winning, and then maybe a kickoff if you know, then you change your plans. But the best they can do here is the three, and I just don't see how that's incentive enough to put your guys in jeopardy when you could do something in the playoffs. You got J.J. Watt, it looks like, coming back. You got a team that could make noise. You can't mess with that right now. So no, Calvin, I don't buy it. I don't think Bill O'Brien is dumb enough to do this. I really don't. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe does he put Deshaun Watson out there for a series or two and then pull him? You know, I guess I could see that. I mean, we see DeAndre Hopkins is on the injury list too. Will Fuller's not going to play. I think the Titans are going to be seeing A.J. McCarron and Kenny Stills and, you know, being a great position to win this game.
What's your read on Derrick Henry? Do you think he's going to be 100% and able to tote the rock 25 times?
Well, I mean, 100% is so tough to, you know, with the hamstring stuff. I mean, it might be another month of him sitting and he still wouldn't be 100%. He might be 100% right now. You know, I don't know. But I think certainly getting that rest for him last week was, I mean, it made sense considering that, you know, just that game didn't mean a whole lot. And so I think he'll probably look better this week. You know, the fact that he was a full participant on, or I guess projects as a full participant, you know, is a good sign. We'll see today, you know, how much he's involved. But I would have to think he would look better than he did against the Texans a couple weeks ago. That game, you could really see. And he still had good numbers. He still had a productive day. But you could see the difference. He just didn't have that gear, you know, to bounce that run from a, you know, 10-yarder into a 50-yarder, and that's what they need back from him.
Joe Rexroth of The Athletic, brought to you by Holly Garenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. There's an RV. Located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. Joe, when you look at Derrick Henry, how do you prioritize the Titans possibly re-signing him in the offseason compared to the likes of Ryan Tannehill, Logan Ryan, and maybe even Jack Conklin?
Well, I mean, the two guys you have to have, Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, next year. You have to. That would be, to me, that would be crazy not to have those guys next year. Then you could tag. You could use the tag, and you've got the transition tag along with the franchise tag. So maybe that would be employed. But I think the Titans, if they could figure out a way to you know, sign them both the deals, I think that would make sense. You know, the other two guys are interesting. I think there's conventional wisdom that, you know, Logan Ryan, you know, that would really make sense. He was having a great year before. You know, he's been put in a bad position here with Adoree Jackson and Malcolm Butler being out. But when he was playing his role for this team, he was playing great football. I think if you can make that happen, you do. And I think the conventional wisdom has kind of been, well, Conklin, you know, no big deal. They have Dennis Kelly. To me, Jack Conklin has played his best football this year since his rookie season. He's healthy again. He's in good shape. You know, I know against the Saints, you know, that whole offensive line did not have a good day. It was kind of a regression day. So coming right off that, you know, it doesn't look good, but I think for several weeks there, he's been a big, big part of this offensive line making big strides this year. I think, frankly, like, it's not my money, Ryan. So I mean, sign all of them. You know, you got to make it work. Can you make that work and still, you know, do something in free agency to try to address the pass rush? You know, that's the hard part. You know, I think you're going to have to hit in the draft. You're not that far away, to me, if you get everybody back healthy, you keep getting progress from, you know, guys like A.J. Brown. And, you know, you get Corey Davis. I think he's going to be playing that last year next year and trying to earn something. But, you know, I think all four of those guys, if you could make it work, would absolutely be a smart way to go. And you got to try to get, you know, another back in the draft. And some way, somehow, you got to be able to afford, you know, adding to that pass rush, because that, to me, is the biggest need right now.
Joe, next time you're on Thursday, next Thursday, 8 a.m., are you talking about a Titans playoff appearance or Titans screwing the pooch in Houston?
Well, I think I'm talking about a Titans playoff appearance. You know, I think Bill O'Brien is going to be cautious here. He can say what he wants. He wants his team to win, of course. He wants the routine. He wants you know, momentum and all that. But I just don't think he's going to put his guys in jeopardy that he has to have against Buffalo. So, I think the Titans are going to rise to this occasion and get this win.
Joe Rexroth of The Athletic. You can hear him on this show every Thursday at 8 a.m. Joe, thanks as always, and Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year, Ryan, Calvin. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Joe.
Joe Rexroad of The Athletic. Coming up next, we'll continue the Titans conversation. Ryan Tannehill, what does he have to prove this week in Houston, winning your in? Possibly the first playoff game for Ryan Tannehill if they can win. It would be his first playoff game if they can win Sunday. What does he have to prove in this game against the Texans? We'll get into that next. He's Calvin Smith. I'm Ryan Porth. We are in for Brandon Gall and Derek Mason this morning on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.